Welcome back to another night in Luke. Tonight we're going to be in chapter 14, and we're getting so close to Christmas, and I really and truly hope that you're falling more madly and deeply in love with Jesus and the words he's saying in Luke that's been documented in Luke. They're super important. So let's begin. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and the experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field. I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'The person's began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." There's so much that was said today. And there's so much that Jesus said that makes you think. Jesus said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And I was looking at commentaries to dig deeper and just to get the context and maybe the mindset. And Jesus boldly said that a true disciple comes to him without reservation, setting Jesus first. See, we see earlier that people made excuses. I got married. I have to tend to my oxes. I have land. I don't want to be that person to make an excuse. I don't want to be that person that sets Jesus aside because of my family, my kids, or any other relationship. I try to walk each day in full faithfulness and obedience to Jesus, not because I'm trying to earn anything, not because I'm trying to earn salvation or get a grandiose award. It's because I fell in love. I fell in love with Jesus. Napoleon understood this principle when he said, I know men, and I tell you that Jesus Christ is no mere man. Between him and every other person in the world, there is no possible term of comparison. Alexander the Great, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I have founded empires. But on what did we rest the creations of our genius? Upon force. See, Jesus Christ founded his empire upon love. And this hour, millions of men would die for him.
See grace pour down from heaven's throne. And mercy, oh, I can't let it be. Keep my heart wide open as you cover me. Thank you, Jesus. You speak to me and call me clean. Thank you, Jesus, you bring me back to your heartbeat, and I can feel you around me, and heaven is not far from here at all. Your presence, how I found my home, hearing your heartbeat again, oh. Guidance is showing me to see. Reside my heart in openness. You've covered me. And thank you, Jesus. You speak to me and call me clean. Thank you, Jesus. You bring me back to your heartbeat. I can feel you around me, and heaven is not far from me at all, at all. In every season, you have have brought me back home, and you surround me. Forgiven, I am not alone. In every season, you have brought me back home, and you surround me. Forgiven, I am not alone. Oh, how I feel you round me. How I feel you round me.